Let's take a look here in Bamidbar, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Mem Hei. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Mem Hei. Vayihiyukop kudav in Eisal Abes Avosam Begomer Koyot Tzitzov B'Yisrael. Hutzach HaKosav Lahagid Mispar HaKlal Ba'achar Shehigid HaPratim Kinetztav Moshe Ba'aron Sheyedu Mispar Mifkat Ha'om V'yedu Mispar Kol Shevet Ki Kein Derech HaMalachim B'manoso Mesa'om. So even though obviously we can do the arithmetic for ourselves, the Torah does the arithmetic because the Torah is highlighting what the intended goals of the census were. What the purposes of the census were, and the purpose is not only to know the number of each shevet, or for that matter, not only to know the overall number, but to know both. To have both the overall number as well as the breakdown per shevet. V'lo avinosi, says the Ramban, tam ha-mitzvah hazos, lo mitzvah v'akadosh baruch hu. Ki ha-yitzach sheis yachsu l'shiftei hem bavu hadgolim, aval yediyas ha-mitzvah lo yadaiti, lo mitzvah sheyedu osa. Ulai, lahodiyam chasta aleihem. Ki b'shivim nefesh yoridu avosehem mitzvayim, v'atayim kechol hayom, kach v'kach b'nei esrim. Skipping a line, Vizel Shomer Abosenu, may Rov Chibosam, Mona Osam Kol Sha'a. The old, Ki Habolif Ne Ov Hanavim, the Ochiv Kedosh Hashem, who know the Alein Bishmo, Yelo Bedov Hazez, Chos Vachayim. Kibor besod ha'om u'b'chsav b'nei Yisrael u'zchus ha'rabim b'misparim v'chein l'kulam zchus b'mispar she'yimon l'vnei Moshe v'Aaron ki yasim aleim einam l'tova yivakshu aleim rachim m'ashem alokei v'sechem yosef aleichem gachem elech ba'omim v'lo yamit misparchem v'hashkal l'kofer al nafsho sechem. Okay, so our second mahalach is, in addition to the hodiya chasto, is that by having the census, so everyone interacts with Moshe and Aaron. Ubemidbar Sinai Rabba Veisikach, Bemisbar Shemos Lugugal Osam, Amela Gorosh Baruch Hu Limnosam Bechavod, Ubegdula Lacholachad Veachad. Lotia omel rosh ha-mishpacha, kama b'mishpachtacha, kama bonim yesh lecha, ala kula hon yohon ovim lefonach b'emu b'chavod, v'ata mona osam. Hadohu d'chsir b'mispar shemos b'en esrim shana v'mayla l'gugol osam. So that's the second mahalach. V'yitachen shenomar od, says the Ramban, a third mahalach, ki hoya ze k'derach shahamalchus osa b'vorm l'molchama. That the census is a preparation for going to war. Ki ato hayu mezumanim likanes laot. This is before the Chet HaMeraglim, when they're on track to imminently enter Eretz Yisrael. V'lovel b'mulchom im malchei ha'moriah she'be'eva ha'yadim v'im hashor kulam. K'mo she'amar, nos im anachno l'mokom she'amar Hashem. V'hoyu Moshe v'anasiyim tzrichum nadas mispach halutzei tzva ha-mulcham. They have to know how many potential soldiers they have for the army. V'chein mispach kol shevet v'shevet u'ma yifkar alav ba'arvus mo'ed b'maruchos ha-mulcham. if the various shvatim are sort of going to constitute divisions, regiments, divisions within the milchama, so you have to know how many belong to each. Ki haTorah lo tismoch al hanes sheyirdof echad aleph. Hagam, that the Torah promises in Parshas Bechukosai that v'rodfu mikem chamisha meyo, u'meyo mikem revava yirdofu. So even though the Torah promises such a nes, HaTorah lo tismach al hanes sheyirdof echad aleph. But we have no right to rely on that miracle. V'zeh tam, and that's why the census from age 20 is referred to as kol yotzei tzava b'Yisrael. Ki haminyan mipnei tzva hamilchama. Then the Ramban has it again. I think in Rav Shavel's notes, in the beginning of Parsha Shlach. Take a look in the first Ramban in Parsha Shlach, if you see where it begins, Aval Yishav Ha'inyan Bazeh. What's this whole parasha about sending the ragim? You see that? Aval yishav ha'inyan bazeh. Aval yishav ha'inyan bazeh, ki Yisrael amru k'derach kol habam lehilachem be'eretz nachriya, sheshochem lefneim anoshim l'das hadrachim mavo ha'orim. Whenever you fight in new terrain, in unfamiliar territory, so you need someone to scout out where the approach to the cities is. Ubeshuvam, when the scouts, the spies return. And when they come to then attack, Yelchu Hatorim b'rosh hatzava l'horos lefneim hadrachim. This is where you can establish a foothold. And says the Ramban, the basic idea of sending Meraglim was correct, which is why Moshe Rabbeinu agreed with it. V'zo etza haguna b'chol kov she'aratzos. V'chein osa od Moshe atzmo, right? The Torah tells us later in Parshas Matos, in year 40, Shenema vayishlach Moshe the ragel is Yazir. V'chein bi Yeshua ben Nun, shnayim anoshim meraglim. V'alken hoyoto b'enei Moshe, ki hakosu lo yismach b'chol ma'asav al hanes. Aval yitzave ben nilchomim lehechaleitz ulehishomer v'le'erov. So a milchomer has to be conducted on the natural level. War has to be waged on a natural level. All the strategies of war need to be, all the strategies and tactics need to be employed. And one is not supposed to be mema'et ki huzeh, because of bitochon, even because of a haftocha. The Zaracha Nosati, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eretz HaMuchzak Esi B'Yadayim Avosei. It's not only that they have B'tochen. They have B'tochen because they were given a Haftochen. And Afal Pichein, HaKosav Lo Yismach B'chol Masav Al Anes. Kashe Bo HaKosav B'Milchemes Ho'ai, Shehoisa al pi Hashem ubimkom Yisrael. Oz nimlach Moshe b'shchina v'nosan al Hashem Yishus v'amal ashlach l'cha anosha v'yosu asatz kanan v'yed'uha v'yagidu lachem v'al piyam tisya atzu b'inyan ha-kibush. The betochen is not supposed to be memait in the hishtadlus, and the hishtadlus is not supposed to detract from the betochen, but they're supposed, both supposed to be there. Okay, we'll stop here.